day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode from MuseTech.net. That's MuseTech.net. And this is Joe Pizzano, along with my good friend Darren Morton.
Hi.
We're here today to bring something special to you all out there. If you've been following us along on MuseTech, you've been following the excursions of a good friend and colleague of mine, Travis Weller, and his music program, and something he and I cooked up that involved kind of a what I call an edge use of Skype. Perhaps maybe it's not quite an edge use of Skype, but this is something that we've never seen done before. And one of the things that we did was we were able to integrate successfully the use of the Skype voice over IP platform into a concert. This was a live concert. There was probably about 200 students there and maybe 500 or 600 folks out in the audience. And we were able to successfully Skype in, which means we brought them in live, not just through voice, but through a video conferencing technology. We brought three of the composers that were actually being – we had pieces of theirs being performed on the stage live into the audience. And this is the first time we know of anything like this being done where through this voice over IP technology – we were able to have these composers not only come in and talk to the students and talk to the conductor, but we actually had a live discourse of the composers to the audience. And this is really exciting because one of the things that, that composers want to do, and they do this through their music, is they connect to the audience through what they write. And what we were able to do was actually bring them in and talk about what they wrote with the people that they try to connect with through their music. And it was quite an experience. We talked a little bit about this last time, Darren.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty exciting. We've been getting a lot of press about it. So one of the things that we'd like to do is bring in Mr. Ian Robin, and he is the director of Skype for business with Skype. He has got quite a background with the voiceover IP technology, and at this point we'd like to introduce him. Hello, Ian. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello from London.
That's right. We also like to say that we are doing this over quite a distance here.
And so, we are global indeed.
Yeah, we're definitely global. And Ian is with us today, and Ian's going to talk a little bit about Skype, the online distance learning applications of Skype. And I, for one, can tell you that one of the reasons that we went with Skype to try this is, and I've said this before in print and on the air, is that Skype is just a rock solid platform for us to do this with. So, Ian, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself, and we'll go from there.
Basically, you know, I work at Skype. I look after Skype for Business worldwide. We really look to target vertical markets, and without going into too much detail, that's a good example of that is distance learning, use of Skype to improve students teacher relations, if you like, over long distances. Perhaps, you know, where you guys are involved in the music industry is a good example of that. You know, sometimes the teacher that specializes in the particular subject or with a particular skill may not be physically right next to the student, you know, and it's about time that we use technology to bring those two things together. But my background, you know, the reason why I'm excited to be here, I've been in IT for nearly 20 years now, and I think that IT is really coming to a point where innovative technology like Skype is enabling users and communities of users to do fantastic things. So, you know, just do things that you could never have a business plan for. You know, who'd have thought that people in your situation, you know, when you're bringing conductors to students over vast distances, you know, having access to that kind of skill set and specialization is something that perhaps the whole Web 2.0 subscribes at the forefront of that kind of activity, really.
One of the things that we've been doing even before we started this concert was that for well over a year, almost approaching 2 years now, I've been bringing what I call experts into my classrooms through Skype, through the Skype technologies. One of the things, as I alluded to earlier, that makes this very easy for us as teachers is it's so easy to implement. You basically sign up, and if you're doing internet to internet Skyping, there's no cost involved with that. And one of the things we do is that, for instance, I've brought in experts into the classroom talking about the legalities of music. I brought experts into my classrooms talking specifically about peer-to-peer sharing. We brought experts to talk about composition as well. And it literally cost us and it cost the college very little to do this. If you have an internet connection and, you know, you have a broadband internet connection and the ports are open, which it really isn't that hard to do. It's just a matter of, making sure that you're with your IT folks on that.
Always coordinate with IT first.
Always coordinate with the IT guys. But literally, at Travis's high school, when we did this, it was a matter of the IT person spending about 5 minutes with us. And then from then on, we had full control of the implementation of Skype in the classroom. And I know that Travis and a bunch of other teachers that I'm working with are now utilizing this technology to do things, as you said, and we call it out of the box, things that just you could never do before. I always tell people it's kind of like having a satellite uplink. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden we can get someone in the UK, we can get someone across the United States, and we can bring them into the classroom. And it's in the end, it's a very fine product, and it's a good learning experience for the students.
And the technology is finally ready for prime time.
Absolutely.
The stability from Skype, what I have seen of the stability has been absolutely amazing. The stability wasn't there 5 years ago. It is now. It's rock solid, and once it's up and running, I'm just amazed at how little effort's involved.
Well, the interesting thing about Skype is the bigger we get, the better we are, really. I mean, we're at 330 million registered users worldwide now.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a phenomenon that's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. With the deployment of broadband, you know, in the home, and nearly every business, you know, if you're setting up a business now, that you obviously are going to get some kind of fast internet link, which, you know, 10 years ago, that wasn't always the case.
No.
But now we have all these, we have all these users worldwide, and because Skype is a peer-to-peer technology and it's built on the power of its users, you know, we're able to do things like this. We kind of see ourselves as a toolbox. You know, we put things out there like voice, like video, chat messaging, you know, the ability to pay with using Skype, file transfers, things like this. And then, you know, we just have this palette, and then someone like yourself will come back to us and say, hey, look what we've done. You know, and we never planned for these things to happen. It's fantastic. But, you know, what you've done in the music world, I could give you some examples, perhaps in distance learning for languages. My son, for instance, he's based in the UK, and he's currently learning Spanish from a Spanish teacher who's based in Czechoslovakia. Hmm. And they meet up once a week over Skype. And my son gets taught Spanish in our house, right?
That's fantastic.
Because, you know, where I live in the UK, I've got no Spanish community, but now using Skype, I have access to, I had a choice of like 10, 12 teachers.
Sure.
You know, and a similar thing could happen, you know, if somebody wants to learn the violin,
you know
remotely, that it might be that, you know, they can't get access to that kind of skill set, whereas with Skype, we allow them to do that.
You know, Ian, we're actually working with that right now. We have a couple of projects where we are giving lessons over Skype. And a lot of people think, well, how is that possible? It's possible mainly through the video conferencing, where students can actually see the trumpet professor or the trumpet instructor. Here's what you do. Not only can you see it, you can hear it. You're able to use the video and the audio capabilities of Skype to produce rather effective lessons. And I've actually even done this with us a couple people in Texas, where we'll Skype down and we'll give a lesson using the Skype, and it's a very effective distance learning tool.
Thank you all for joining us at MuseTech.net. As you can hear, we're having a conversation about Skype, and who better to talk about Skype than the director of Skype for Business, Ian Robin. Ian joining us live from London.
You know, one of the things I was going to tell you that was really useful with the Skype tools, and I know you're aware of this, but I want to talk to a little bit of the listeners, was we're getting now a lot of questions on how we were able to implement Skype and basically coordinate who was coming on and how did they know when they were going live. And one of the great features that comes with Skype is the built-in chat messaging system. And so how we were able to coordinate these three composers live was I connected with them all via chat Skype first. And so basically we were all having a conversation. Interestingly enough, a lot of these composers had never talked to the other one. So all of a sudden on the chat board, which is going on behind the scenes at the live concert, is this whole other dialogue educationally where these guys are chatting back and forth. And I saved the chat log. I can't really post it, but it was just fascinating. So as they're waiting to go live and we're waiting for the music to be performed, you know, I was using the chat log, and I was saying, okay, you know, at this point, you know, Dr. Boysen's going to be coming up. So I said to him, I'm going to contact him live via the video. And I did this through basically creating a storyboard of sorts through the chat. So I was connected to them the whole time through text messaging. And right maybe about 5 minutes before they were ready to go live, I would connect through Skype with the video conferencing. And then as soon as they went live, I would bring them up. And then, of course, I could chat to the other folks, and they could hear what was going on through my microphone system. So the chat system really made it very usable for a production and a storyboard standpoint of going ahead and moving this stuff from kind of behind the scenes to live and at the audience. So very cool technologies combined together, all part of Skype.
What people need to understand is Skype is more than just telephone calls, okay? We're a whole unified communication platform. You know, for us, we need to enable you, the user, to be able to talk, video, chat, and transfer information. Each one of those is just as important as the other. You know, from our point of view, internally here at Skype, we use chat just as much as we make voice calls. You know, we use chat, and we still use email.
Sure.
You know, but the instant nature of chat, and then being able to transition from a collaborative chat to a group conference call with like one click of a button is fantastic. You know, because you always get to a point in a chat conversation where, you know, you can't get what you want to get across using text.
Right.
At that point, you might want to start a video call and actually show them, you know, describing two different shades of blue over a chat message is quite difficult,
right?
But as soon as you show them, fantastic, right? And that's that kind of thing. We need to give our users the ability to communicate in whichever way they feel is best to do their job. What Skype isn't about, we're not about dictating to the user how they use us. We provide the palette, like I said before, and they're the ones who come up with these fantastic paintings, if you like, based on what we provided.
Now, one of the other neat things about Skype, and this is something that I'm big on with the Web 2.0 platform, is the Skype's provided different APIs or third-party support that you can go onto Skype and you can pull up any number of plugins. In an online in learning environment, you can pull up different kinds of whiteboards, different kind of content management system tools. Some of these are free and some of them are at cost, but if you actually go into their third-party support, beyond being able to play any one of the numerous games that you could play over Skype, there's a tremendous amount, to use the word you said, a palette of tools available for the person looking to use the online learning process or the application of Skype into the classroom.
We have a community out there of developers who have access to our software development kits. And if there's a niche and if they see a demand, you know, that they can create something quite quickly. You know, using Skype, we do as much work on the software development kits as we do on the product. You know, it's important to us for our community to grow. There's some products in there, you know, are better than others, but then some really do fit a niche that you just wouldn't have thought of. Like I can think of one particular one that we use called Pamela, and that's a fax product.
Yep.
So it combines our calling and the ability to do file transfer to actually send a fax using Skype. So you upload the file and actually send the fax to a fax number instead of making a call, right? And you can do that all from your screen. You don't have to go off and find a fax machine to enable that to happen. And it's really, really popular. Something as simple as faxing,
built into the application,
right? Straight there, built in. So when I want to say, I can call with Skype, I can video call with Skype, but I can also send a fax with Skype if I want to.
You know, another thing that I'm using quite a bit more with Skype is Darren. I don't know if I talked about this on any of the podcasts, but I have one of these new mini sub notebooks. I have the EEE PC, which you've seen, which is really cool. It's got it's this little PC. It's It's got like a 7.5-inch screen, but I've been able to modify it, and it's got for well, not happy for the Mac and Linux people, but I was able to put XP on it. And of course, it came built in with Skype with the Linux product, but I put Skype on it as well with the XP product, and it has the built-in video camera into it. And this thing is literally smaller than you know, a pocketbook that you might carry around, but it's got the full-blown Skype capability. So now, when I'm out traveling or I'm doing clinics or I'm out conducting or presenting, I take this with me. And when I go to the – I take Skype with me with my little notebook, which you can do this on any notebook, but my little notebook makes it more portable. I just plug into the Ethernet. And because I have what they call Skype out credits, which is which we could talk about here, basically I can call anywhere, any regular phone line or any landline in the United States for some, you know, like 2 cents or less a minute, something like that. So I just plug into the broadband connection, and then with this Skype, I don't use their telephones anymore. I just punch in the number I want to call, or people can call me, and I have access to everything, which is another feature of Skype, which I know is very amazing, is just how low cost it is to do to nationwide or even international calling through this Skype out credits.
20 years ago, you'd see a man going to work carrying his briefcase. Nowadays, you can go to work and you can go global with your own communication suite.
That's exactly it.
Exactly that. Funny enough, one of our obviously I look after Skype for Business, as I sort of mentioned earlier, and our biggest business sector by far is the business traveler. You know, we've really developed a product that resonates with business travelers, with the guys, you know, they're delayed in an airport or they're sat at a hotel, they need to communicate with their work, or they need to communicate with their family while they're traveling. You know, and being able to do, you know, like me, if I'm in a hotel and I need to call back, speak to my wife and kids, I can do that with video, mm-hmm. you know, wirelessly over the hotel's Wi-Fi mm-hmm. network, or if I've managed to get a plug-in to their Ethernet, to their hardwired network, I can do that too. And believe me, it's a lot cheaper to do that with Skype, even if you're calling a landline, than it is to use the hotel's hotel's phone system, especially if you're calling internationally. Right? So, yeah, that whole sector of business traveler for us is just fantastic. They're some of our most powerful users, and they, you know, they seem to love us.
Oh, and you know why? Because they're saving money. The business is saving money, and I keep going back to this. It's rock solid. I have yet to get onto Skype when I haven't been able to connect, or the audio quality is not good. It's just, you know, there are a lot of competing voice over IP products out there, but we settled on Skype for what we're doing in the educational arena up here because of the thing. It's just rock solid. The support is there. Not only do you have the support of the people, but you have the support of apparently 300 and some million people through the forums and through the open venues that Skype provides out there. Anytime I get onto Skype, it tells me there's between, you know, 7 and 12 million people currently, you know, using Skype. And I don't know if that's just a local number of people for us or what. But I always say, you know, if 11 million people are using something, it has to work.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that's a good point. You know, a couple of things you've raised there. One thing is, as long as you've got good bandwidth, if you can get onto the internet, and you've got a good stable connection, then there really is no reason why you can't make a decent Skype call, okay? Because as long as you've got connection, you're fine. And the other thing is, at any one point in time, we have in excess of 12 million users live. You know, it depends. That number you see is a worldwide number, but
okay.
That number is it fluctuates during the day. For instance,
sure.
You know, when Europe wakes up at 9 o'clock, you're going to see a big hike in the numbers, and then perhaps one other part of the world goes to sleep. And you know, from our side of things, I'm fascinated by numbers and statistics, right? But when you work at Skype, you start to see these really crazy trends. When we look at our usage figures, and we see things like Mother's Day in the USA, we always get a big blip, especially on video calls, right? Everybody wants to call their mother
sure.
and see their mum, right? And you
right.
can get this blip in USA numbers, or more importantly, you get a big blip in people who've left the USA and traveling, calling back into the USA, you know, on your Mother's Day and,
sure.
and stuff like that, you know, Easter, national holidays. Christmas Day is actually probably our biggest video day in the calendar. You know, we just get phenomenal numbers of people, you know, all sat around a PC at home, you know, doing a call with the long lost uncle, you know, who's on another part of the world, and he happens to have Skype as well. They do their first video call. And, it's, and you, you know, you really see, when you're actually with these people, and they come up to you and they say, look, you know, I haven't spoken to my grandmother for I don't know how long, and I've managed to see her. You know, not just talk to her, I managed to see her and, you know, communicate with her, and she saw my son and all this sort of stuff.
That's the real...
You know, that makes us feel nice and warm.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, it's just – it's amazing to me that we can even talk about this because, as Darren alluded to earlier, 5 years ago, you go back to, you know, maybe even 98, 99, I mean, we couldn't even conceive of being able to do this stuff, let alone – it being simple enough that the average person can do this.
From a broadcasting point of view, to get decent fidelity and stability to do an interview like we're doing right now, you had to have an ISDN codec.
Mm.
And currently in the studio, I'm looking at an ISDN codec. And guess what? It gets used once a week for a proprietary application, whereupon it communicates with another ISDN codec, who I'm sure is just as lonely looking for company. But, you know, we now have the stability and just as long as you can get a decent pipe where you're at, and nowadays – pretty much everywhere you go, you can get enough bandwidth to do just about anything. So this amazes me that at the level of quality that is offered.
And the other thing as well, you know, you made a good point again about kind of what is the future really. You know, ISDN was the big thing 10 years ago. I can remember when we were involved in comms, it was very much ISDN and stuff like that, modems and things like this. But you know, the future, when I look at my children, you know, they're coming up to teenage years now. My daughter particularly, she almost expects every single call she makes to be a video call. You know, she's grown up with Skype. It's a big leap forward, you know, being able to make free calls to other people in other parts of the world. But
sure. There's
a whole generation of people growing up now that to them that's just what you do. Mm. You know, a video call is just as much of an option as a normal call, right? As a regular telephone call. You know, for us, it's like Star Trek or Star Wars.
It is.
It's like, you know, like, wow, I just made a video call. But my son's like, oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, I do that all day. Well, you know, that's pretty amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, Ian, we're speaking with Ian Robin, and it has just been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and get some of your insights about Skype and some of your enthusiasm about Skype as well. We're going to kind of start wrapping up this episode here, but are there anything, you spoke a little bit about the future of Skype, is there anything that you could allude to that you're working on or some changes coming up for Skype that we could be looking forward to that you're able to let us know about?
One of the things we really want to start working with partners more closely on, you know, on developing solutions, as we sort of touched upon before, the extras. You know, we're going to do a big push there. You're going to start to see us work more closely with some of the hardware vendors. And we want to listen to what you guys want. You know, there's things that seem quite a common desire for certain things, better conferencing, better video, different types of video, things like that. And we listen to all this stuff, and we'll endeavor to make your Skype experience better. But we really see this as being a joint project. Skype is more than just Skype. Skype is Skype plus all the users, plus all the developers in the world, plus all the hardware vendors we work with. And to kind of together we can make this this communication suite really, really powerful.
It is a vast community of Skypers out there. I mean, it's just everyone I talk to now is using Skype. The students as they come in, as you alluded to with your own children, the college students that are coming in all have Skype accounts. They're all using it for collaborative purposes. And typically it takes a little bit of time to get into the educational field. You know, we have a lot of people that this is so foreign to them that the idea of video conferencing has never crossed their mind. The idea of a collaborative learning environment through utilizing a voice over IP technology, just that sentence makes them crazy.
The mere sight of a computer on their desk makes them crazy.
Exactly. But it is beginning to infiltrate the education. I know that's what I'm really trying to do, not only on the music side, but on the straight education side, anything education. That's what Travis is trying to do specifically on the music side. And Darren, with his radio engineering, is using it for multiple purposes as well. So, I mean, it is on its way. It is rock solid, and I don't see anything stopping it. We're excited.
Yeah, us too.
All right, Ian, thank you for your time. We've been speaking today with Ian Robin, who is the director of Skype for Business.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate it again, Ian. Thank you so much for your time, and we're going to wrap it up for this episode of MuseTech.net. That's MUSTECH.net. And I'm Joe Pizzano.
I'm Darren Morton.
And we'll catch you next time.